Welcome to the NewsRamp Government and Politics podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we have a lineup of government and politics headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline. ICE raids Hyundai's U.S. battery plant arrests hundreds of workers. Immigration and Customs Enforcement raided a Hyundai battery production facility in Georgia, detaining 475 workers, most of whom were South Korean citizens on short-term visitor visas not meant for employment. This has sparked debate in the U.S. and South Korea. The race to commercialize better batteries for EVs has intensified, impacting Hyundai's plans. Other battery makers like QuantumScape Corp. are also working on new battery chemistries. Billion Dollar Club is a communications platform focusing on top companies, offering access to various solutions for reaching target markets and enhancing brand awareness.
State Roundup, Maryland pushes back. Moore, Scott announced renewed collaboration between state-city police. State officials say Trump trying to undermine elections. Moore says COVID vaccines will be available. Maryland leaders Moore and Scott announce a renewed collaboration between Baltimore City Police Department and Maryland State Police to combat crime in the state's largest city. State officials push back against President Trump's attempts to intervene in elections, saying it undermines confidence. Governor Moore reassures Marylanders that COVID vaccines will be available. Meanwhile, the Maryland Department of Transportation releases a blueprint to expand the state's trail system, and the seafood industry in Maryland could benefit from tariffs. Maryland's first district becomes a bargaining chip in the fight for the U.S. House and U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin defends Baltimore against House Republicans. Baltimore County Councilman Izzy Patoka launches his campaign for Baltimore County Executive. Carroll County State's Attorney reports seeking justice for 253 domestic violence victims since January 1st. The Maryland Supreme Court hears arguments on whether names in a report detailing sexual abuse within the Archdiocese of Baltimore can be made public.
Aero Group forms joint venture with Nord Drone Group to advance drone technology for U.S. and NATO allies. Aero Group Holdings, Inc. has formed a strategic joint venture with Nord Drone LLC to accelerate the deployment of combat-proven unmanned aerial systems to the United States, Ukraine, and other NATO member countries. Aero will provide manufacturing oversight, R&D resources, government procurement leadership, and strategic support, while Nord Drone will contribute proprietary drone technologies, production facilities, and coordination with defense ministries. This partnership aims to integrate Nord Drone's battlefield-proven drone systems into Aero's platform, expanding its reach across a wider spectrum of drone platforms for diverse mission profiles. Nord Drone produces a variety of drones, including strike units, loitering munitions, and bombers, with models like the Nord 10 and Nord 15 offering advanced capabilities. The joint venture is intended to serve urgent operational needs and modernization initiatives for defense markets, including the United States, Ukraine, and NATO member countries.
Boca Raton gears up for America 250 with bold talks, revolutionary revelations, and a spotlight on Florida's untold stories. The Boca Raton Historical Society and Schmidt Boca Raton History Museum are gearing up for America 250 with a series of town hall talks and a landmark exhibit, America 250, the 14th Colony. Through compelling stories and scholarly insights, they aim to spark dialogue and reflection as the country approaches its 250th birthday. Led by historian Robert Feeney, the fall lecture series will delve into the experiences of those on both sides of the American Revolution. Limited seating is available, so RSVP www.bocahistory.org. Spring 2026 will bring scholars, spies, and surprising stories, culminating in the America 250, the 14th Colony exhibit from May 13th to August 27th, 2026. Explore Florida's pre-statehood journey and view reproductions of important documents of liberty. Visit www.bocahistory.org for more details and to RSVP. Follow at Boca History on social media for updates and historical trivia as we count down to July 4th, 2026.
City of Boca Raton honors veterans with Red, White, and Boca, a Veterans Day celebration. The City of Boca Raton is honoring America's heroes at Red, White, and Boca, a Veterans Day celebration on November 11, 2025, from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Misner Park Amphitheater. This free event welcomes veterans, their families, and the community for a day of appreciation. Highlights include a veterans marketplace, classic car show, live music, and more. Seating and chairs provided, food vendors on site, and veterans with military or veteran ID receive a complimentary food ticket. For more information, contact community events at myboca.us. Boca Raton, known for its Mediterranean Revival architecture and vibrant cultural scene, is a dynamic community with a low property tax rate. Learn more at myboca.us.
Report says existing methods to keep Australian teens off social media have risks. Australia is set to implement a new law banning children under 16 from having social media accounts in an effort to protect them from the negative impacts of social media. Platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and YouTube will need to block underage users or face fines up to $50 million Australian dollars. Companies like Thumbs Up Media Corp, NASDAQ TZP, specializing in AI-backed social media marketing, are likely to closely monitor these developments. Tech Media Wire is a specialized communications platform focused on technology companies, offering various services to help reach a wide audience and enhance brand awareness.
David Nevins interviews Beth Rheingold, PhD, President, Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce. Beth Rheingold, PhD, IOM, is the president and CEO of the Greater Baltimore Chamber of Commerce, expanding its reach to serve all of Baltimore County. She is recognized for her leadership in legislative advocacy and community building. David Nevins, president and CEO of Nevins & Associates, is a seasoned executive with over 30 years of experience in marketing and public relations. Connect with Beth and David on LinkedIn for more information on their work in the business community.
Evening of Honor and Hope at Salute to Heroes Gala benefiting K9s for Warriors. The annual Salute to Heroes Gala benefiting K9s for Warriors will be held on February 21, 2026 at the Sawgrass Marriott Golf Resort and Spa. This event aims to raise funds to provide service dogs to military veterans suffering from PTSD. Guests can enjoy a cocktail reception, gourmet dinner, open bar, silent auction, and testimonials from warrior graduates. The night will end with a nightcap after party. Join K9s for Warriors in supporting our nation's heroes and their journey towards healing. For more information, visit caninesforwarriors.org.
EchoStar announces spectrum sale and commercial agreement with SpaceX for $17 billion. EchoStar has entered into a definitive agreement with SpaceX to sell the company's AWS-4 and H-Block spectrum licenses for approximately $17 billion, consisting of up to $8.5 billion in cash and up to $8.5 billion in SpaceX stock, valued as of the entry into the definitive agreement. Additionally, the agreement provides for SpaceX to fund approximately $2 billion of cash interest payments payable on EchoStar debt through November of 2027. In connection with the transaction, SpaceX and EchoStar will enter into a long-term commercial agreement, enabling Boost Mobile subscribers to access SpaceX's Starlink direct-to-cell service. This transaction aims to resolve FCC inquiries and will occur after receiving all required regulatory approvals.
State Roundup: Hershey forms exploratory committee on run for governor. Memorial unveiled at Crownsville Hospital Center. Olszewski's former chief of staff gets $100,000 in IG lawsuit. Senate Minority Leader Stephen S. Hershey has formed an exploratory committee to consider 2026 gubernatorial bid, aiming to bring balance to a state he feels has shifted too far left. A memorial honoring the lives lost at Crownsville Hospital from 1912 to 1965 was unveiled, giving names to the 1,700 deceased patients. Former Chief of Staff Patrick Murray received $100,000 from Baltimore County to settle an Inspector General lawsuit. Maryland's Attorney General is monitoring legal actions that could impact President Trump's plan to send troops to Baltimore. Various reactions have emerged from Baltimore residents, politicians, and protesters regarding the potential National Guard intervention in the city. Senator Angela Alsobrook's call for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s resignation gains support. Harford County officials now require written consent to access county council emails. Councilman Izzy Patoka announces his candidacy for Baltimore County Executive. Montgomery County anticipates more federal job cuts in October, potentially affecting up to 40,000 workers. A Maryland Corrections Department employee accused of improperly involving ICE in detaining a suspected undocumented individual at a Baltimore courthouse is no longer in her position. A coalition of environmental organizations has formed the Maryland Data Centers Analysis Group to address environmental issues related to data centers. Maryland Governor Wes Moore, pressed about a possible 2028 run, focuses on re-election. Governor Wes Moore of Maryland, often seen as a potential 2028 Democratic presidential candidate, stated on NBC's Meet the Press that he is focused on being re-elected as governor. Despite speculation about a future presidential run, Governor Moore emphasized his commitment to seeking re-election in 2026 and completing a full second term. His national profile has been on the rise, with recent interactions with President Trump drawing attention.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Government and Politics Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.